the dramas of yesterday become the meaningless things of today, aren't even remembered once the dilemma is gone. It's amazing how quickly we forget. But they should be forgotten. The only part that should be remembered is I believed it was so difficult. I believed I may never get there. I believed that it might be more than I can do. And then it turned out to be nothing at all, once you're on the other side. It's like so many other things in life that seem next to impossible until you do it. And then you turn around and say, well, that wasn't so bad. That wasn't so hard as I thought. Now, it may be 20 years away, or it may be 2 minutes away. You don't know. The point is that discouragement, which seems so crushing, which seems so real, which seems so valid, I want to inoculate you that it's none of those things. It's just a feeling. It's just an amassing of a feeling and an idea that it should be different than how it is. And you don't know any more or less once you're discouraged than you did before you were discouraged. And you don't know any better or any more how close or how far you are from the resolution of any dilemma. The discouragement is not to be taken as seriously as we typically take it. Those who are unstoppable in discouragement are truly unstoppable. If discouragement doesn't stop you, nothing else will. If you're able to disregard the message of discouragement, the internal message that discouragement tries to give you, if you're willing to have the attitude toward it, I hear you, but I'm not going with you, nothing can stop you. Because discouragement is an internal force. And it seems like you have the right of ownership. It seems like you should follow it. It seems like it's significant in some very, very real way. And I'm simply trying to inoculate you that it's not. That's the trick. It's just another feeling that lasts as long as it lasts and then goes. Like every other feeling you've ever had. And I really learned this the hard way. I was frequently and for long periods stopped by discouragement until I saw exactly what I'm telling you tonight, until I saw the non-importance of it. That it didn't have to be taken on so seriously. That it could be there and didn't have to be the determining factor in things. And I would like you to see it much more clearly, because discouragement is kind of always just around the corner when it comes to really sincerely trying to surrender to the truth. The more one surrenders oneself, the more the possibility for discouragement. Because you've made yourself more vulnerable. You've made yourself more a receptacle, a receiver. You've made yourself more open to whatever comes and whatever can come. You've given more of yourself. So the possibility of feeling discouraged increases. It's not a bad thing. It's just the way it works.
I was just going to ask what you asked. How did this impact your life? What was your experience? And as soon as I put my hand up, and you started talking about yourself at the same time.
Yeah, we'd be talking for the next 3 years if I talked the details of all my discouraged moments.